Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program here at KXEI Community Radio where we talk to students from the University of Arizona about what they're working on, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Hillary Schiff. Hillary, welcome to Thesis Thursday.
Hello, thank you for having me.
What are you working on at the U of A these days?
I'm majoring in biochemistry and French. I also am an undergraduate researcher, so I spend a lot of time at the Boitano Lab, where I do research on new potential treatments for allergic asthma. I'm also a journalist on campus. I do quite a bit, which is kind of fun. I like to explore all sorts of different interests.
Are you working for the Wildcat?
Yes, I am working for the Wildcat. I'm currently a news reporter.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I did a story on Fourth Avenue and just the history and the development of that area. And it was really interesting to get to talk to small business owners there.
That's definitely a deep Tucson connection. Fourth Avenue has a long history.
Yeah, there's a huge history there. It was really interesting.
Let's talk about your biochemistry work. Are you doing work in a lab?
I currently work in the Boitano Lab. My project's focus is on screening and investigating potential allergic asthma drugs that relate to this kind of complex signaling pathway called the PAR2. PAR2 is protease activated receptor 2. So it's this receptor protein in the membrane, and it's activated by all sorts of proteases that relate to asthma. So you have a lot of different proteases, both exogenous or endogenous, or originating inside or external to the cellular environment, that are associated with the inflammatory asthmatic response and can trigger this pathway. And what's very interesting about this is that pathway diverges to two opposing pathways with paradoxical effects. So there's one downstream pathway that really contributes to inflammation, and there's one downstream pathway that kind of contributes to protection of the airway and helps to relieve asthmatic symptoms.
So there's like a fork in the road?
Yeah, that's a great way to think about it. The typical response is going down both of them, but we're trying to make compounds that selectively go down one. So we're trying to direct the signaling pathway down the street that has those protective effects and not down the street that has the inflammatory effects.
Yeah.
So that's the biased part of the biased antagonist, all that jargon. Instead of getting inflammation, we want to get relaxation of the airways.
Yeah. Get those airways dilated.
Yeah.
Bring in that good air.
Yeah.
Well, what about after you graduate, what do you think is going to happen there?
I really want to pursue an MD or an MD-PhD. I'm not 100% sure which at this point. Would just really love to join the medical field.
For real. Do you ever listen to music?
I feel like I have a very weird music taste because it's kind of all over the place. I do love a lo-fi classic beats to study and relax to. Whenever I graduate, I'm going to have to give like a special shout out to that because I feel like that's what's gotten me through this whole time. They have those new sort of features that tell you what's unique about how you listen to music or whatever. Mm-hmm. And one of mine said, only you would go from listening to this random political podcast to listening to lo-fi. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds about right. I really like Glass Animals. They're kind of one of my favorites. Yeah, their music definitely gets me in like a sort of mood. That's, I think, a good one.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you so much. This interview's put me in a good mood. Thank you for being here at Thesis Thursday. We really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's been really fun.